The Bookshelf, Functional Licensing Through Collective Management and ECL, Yngve Slettholm. The Bookshelf project is run by the National Library of Norway, and I think it's an excellent example of a licensing solution for making cultural heritage available on the internet. My organization, Kopinor, provides the rights, licensing the bookshelf under the Extended Collective Licensing, ECL, model. Being an author myself, I have a strong belief in copyright. With respect to making culture available on the internet, I see copyright as a solution, not a problem. We may need some help from lawmakers, but solutions are available. Technological inventions will always come first, paving the way for legal development and new business models, and historically speaking, the internet is still a young medium. The economy of culture is based on copyright. Copyright provides legal and economic protection to creative works, which is crucial for professional creators. The concepts of professionalism and amateurism are challenged by the internet, but I believe everyone would agree that access to quality content created by professionals is important for all internet users. In order to have professional creation, there has to be an economic outcome for the creator. If we want professionally created content on the internet, someone will have to pick up the bill. First, a few words about my organization. Kopinor is a collective management organization founded in 1980, when the photocopier was new. Kopinor arose as a solution to the challenges of a new technology, primarily in the educational sector. Today, we license all parts of society. Digital use is included in the licenses, and our administrative costs are low, around 11%, meaning that we are able to distribute significant amounts to the rights holders, around €32 million in 2013. Over the last few years, our income has increased, not in the least because of digital licensing, including the bookshelf. Kopinor operates under the Extended Collective License, a legal model which is found in the Copyright Acts of all Nordic countries. Today, ECL is gaining increased attention, not least concerning digital mass licensing. Great Britain has already introduced ECL, and other European countries are considering it. In the United States, too, there is interest in this licensing model. With ECL, a license from a representative organization like Kopinor will include the works of non-members on the same terms as members. With respect to the bookshelf, the user is the National Library of Norway. Kopinor represents all types of authors and publishers of printed books used in the bookshelf, and we could therefore enter into an agreement under an ECL provision of our Copyright Act, Section 16A. Consequently, the license also includes the works of all authors and publishers who are not represented by Kopinor, meaning that any book by any author in the world is included on the same terms. Internationally, the scope of the bookshelf is unique. The National Library will make 250,000 copyright-protected books available to the Norwegian public on the internet. At the moment, more than 160,000 books are available. By 2017, all 250,000 books will be there. Any copyright-protected book published in Norway before 2001 is included in the agreement. The book can be read on screen on any technical device hooked up to the internet. The system also provides a full-text search option to all works in the National Library, so you can find any word, name, expression, or sentence that appears in all the published material, and read it if it's in the bookshelf. Unfortunately, I can't demonstrate it here in Poland as the books are not available outside Norway, primarily due to issues of jurisdiction and choice of law. However, we are looking at the possibility to open the bookshelf up for foreign IP addresses, at least for other countries with ECL. The annual price paid by the National Library is around €0.04 per displayed page per year. When complete, the bookshelf will bring an annual revenue of €1.7 million to the rights holders. Authors and publishers may withdraw their books, but so far only 2-3% of the books have been withdrawn from the bookshelf. The vast majority of books are there, including quite a few that are still commercially available. The bookshelf does not necessarily inhibit the sale of a printed book. On the contrary, it may be regarded as an advertising channel. To a large extent, people still seem to prefer the printed book. The bookshelf proves that licensing through collective management and ECL can provide seamless access to a large number of copyright-protected works. Collective management is convenient, fast, innovative, cost-effective, simple, and safe. And it secures money for professional authors who may then concentrate on creating new works for the benefit of all of us. Copyright fuels the digital economy. It does not inhibit it. In fact, copyright protection is a prerequisite for professionalism in the creative field, as well as for the digital economy itself. Several studies prove that good copyright protection creates wealth, employment, and economic growth. In order for this to happen, politicians must provide us with laws that function well and are adapted to new technologies. It is neither fair nor wise to leave all the profit to technology and telecommunication companies and nothing to the creators. The bookshelf is a good example of creating access by ways of agreement with the rights holders. Many, including libraries, have tried the opposite strategy of undermining authors' rights, but with few results and high costs. Licensing is the solution, not the problem.